Once upon a time. Never mind, we don't really want to start the story like this, because this story is anything but your typical fairy tale. This story is about a princess who doesn't want to be a princess.
I'm tired of being trapped in this castle. I just want to be free and run in the woods and have adventures. Okay, if I could just get out of this window.
What are you doing? It's Sunday morning. You're supposed to be preparing for a 16th birthday ball.
Mom, it's not what it looks like. I just need some fresh air so I hang out of the window.
Chantel, why are you still not getting ready? Chantel, it is your 16th birthday. This is when you become an official princess.
Blah, blah, blah. I know. You've said it a million times.
You have until 9 tonight to get ready.
15 minutes later, her father, the king, came to check on his daughter.
Chantel, are you ready? She's gone, ready to go.
Chantel ran from the castle, took off on her horse, and ran into the forest. Chantel went deep in the woods and came upon an old house.
Whoa, that is creepy.
She stopped and walked closer to the house. As she did, an old wizard popped out.
Do you want to buy some carved wood? I made it myself.
No thank you. I don't want any.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. It's just a problem I can never get out of.
Yes, you can, but only if you let me help you. Give this piece of cookie to your mother.
What would this piece of cookie do to my mother?
It will make your mother stop telling you what to do and not expect you to be a princess.
Wait a minute. How do you know that I don't want to do all those things?
Well, I just know.
Creepy. Anyway, give me that cookie.
No. Only for an exchange, you give me your necklace.
Chantel hesitated and clutched her necklace. It was the princess jewel given to her by her mother when she was born.
Okay, here, have this and give me that.
Chantel returned to the castle. She quietly put the piece of cookie on her mom's plate and left.
This cookie looks delicious.
I don't feel so good.
The king heard the noise and ran into the kitchen.
A wolf, what happened?
The cookie had turned the queen into a huge gray and white wolf. She had red eyes and long yellow teeth.
Mom, how did you turn into a wolf? The wizard said the cookie would just make you stop smothering me, not turn you into a wolf.
You did this? We need to go back to the wizard now.
So Chantel and the king took her mother, the wolf, into the forest back to the house of the wizard.
What do you want?
You need to turn my mother back into a queen.
I cannot take back the metamorphosis, only transfer it to another.
Then transfer it to me. I don't want you to be a wolf, Mom. If I'm a wolf, I can be free in the woods and have adventures like I want.
Yes, you must do it. Please, send the queen back.
And so, the wizard changed Chantel to a wolf and her mother back to a queen. Chantel never went to her 16th birthday ball, but instead lived in the woods as a wolf. Once a year, on her birthday, she would turn back into a human and spend time with her family.